The Cranberries sold 35 million albums worldwide in their career that ended in 2002 when their lead singer Dolores O'Riordan left the band. Since then, she's split her time between Ireland and Canada, raising her three children. This year, she is back with a new solo album called Are You Listening? We started off talking about how she has spent her time. If you look at when the Cranberries broke up and when this comes out, it seems like a long time. But you haven't been working on this all that time, have you?
No, what I did was I retired, really, and I didn't know whether I'd come back to the music world, the entertainment world. And I think because I spent so long with the Cranberries and I was a teenager when the band broke, I spent many, many years touring. So I now have four kids, so I just wanted to prioritize my family and just be a person. So I spent most of my time just taking them to school and hanging out and cooking and being normal. And then writing became a hobby. And that's kind of why it took 4 years.
Did the Cranberries breaking up just sort of seem like a natural event in the life of the band?
Very natural, yeah. Very kind of fluid, kind of a, you know, a part of the evolution. Everybody kind of grew up and everybody had kids and everybody's agendas changed, I suppose, you know.
Well, there's some really, some interesting writing about things that have gone on in your life. People being born, people dying, and all the stuff everybody goes through. But we'll talk about that. But you want to begin with something that goes back a ways?
Yes, perhaps the first song. How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, Linger, okay.
Thank you. Dolores O'Riordan is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's one that everybody certainly knows. That's Linger, getting things underway. It's kind of interesting, Dolores, watching you do this with a new band, because everybody's still kind of looking at each other, trying to. So you were even looking at the chords there, I think, for a second. It must be nice, kind of starting over in a way.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you play old songs with different people, it does bring a new life back into them in a way. Because no two musicians play the same at all. So, like, when you've got a new band or a new bunch of players, it, like, totally brings a new kind of a life into the songs, you know.
I read some quote from you, and I don't know if I have exactly right, about this new album, is that the person you were when you started the Cranberries couldn't have written these songs and couldn't. How are you? You were 18 when you you auditioned for this band in Limerick, and the whole thing took off really fast. What are the differences in you over that period of time? I know it might take a long while to answer that.
I mean, yeah, millions, totally, you know. But really, I think, you know, when you're a teenager, it's a difficult time. I think it's actually, I actually found my teens to be the most difficult time ever, because, you know, you're kind of insecure, you're self-aware, and then, you know, you're growing up, but also growing up in the public eye, it's a little bit harder. Everything is kind of underneath the microscope, you know, becoming famous and being looked at all the time, it is quite difficult. But to be honest with you, I mean, the Cranberries, we had huge success and it was brilliant, and there were so many joys that came out of it, but also there was a downside. I think because we were so young, and it was like the first album was huge and the second one, we got pretty burnt out in the third album. We went through a really hard time in the 90s, but I think that going through that negative time, the difficult time, you know, I think that it made us all stronger. So the fourth album, we released a fourth album 10 years ago, and I had my first child. And I think that was a turning point in my life where I realized that, you know, music, it's great and it's great to have success, but at the end of the day, life is more important than your health and your sanity. So I did have a bit of a hard time with it, to be honest with you, when I was younger.
Yeah, that you say you were really shy, and it never really came across, and you handled that well, but that must have been hard for somebody.
I definitely put up a good facade, but I think that's what a lot of young people do, you know, because you don't want people to see that you might be vulnerable or fragile. If you do have issues or anything, you know, you just put that great wall up and you're just pretending that you're perfect and that your life's wonderful, but you might have a lot of crap going on in the background, and I know I certainly did. But at the same time, No Need to Argue, which was a second album, was a huge, huge album, and that came from a really crappy relationship. So at the end of the day, it was a horrible time, but it was a great record, you know.
Now, these songs seem to come from pretty good relationships, some of them. I'm Ordinary Day, which is a song that a lot of people have been hearing.
Yeah.
Now, this is about your kid. Which one of your kids is this about?
Well, it was inspired actually by the birth of my last child. She's 2 years old now. And I have a 6-year-old girl as well, with two boys and two girls. But, you know, I was kind of looking at my girls, and, you know, I had a kind of a flash of myself when I was young, and you know how my life was challenging and unpredictable and totally different to what I would have ever foresaw or perceived. And I suppose I was looking at my little girls and I was wondering, what will their lives be like? What will it entail? What will their journey entail? Will they go through stuff like me? And, you know, even if they do, I hope that they're strong and I hope that they get through it, you know.
Good song. Can you do that one?
Totally, yeah. Insecurities.
That's Dolores O'Riordan playing live for us today on the World Cafe. I hardly have to say that. It's one of the most distinctive voices anywhere, and that's one from the new album called Are You Listening, called Ordinary Day, which, you know, Dolores, now I want to ask you, here you are, mother of four. I understand you have homes in Ireland and in Canada?
Yeah, because my husband's from Canada, we've kind of split our lives between both countries, trying to keep it all, you know, nice and fair.
So what is an ordinary day like? What is an ordinary day like for you?
Well, at the time when I wrote this song, actually, it was during that four-year period whereupon I was kind of, I suppose I was rediscovering life as a normal human being, which is something that I didn't have for many years because of being in the Cranberries and touring. And basically my life just entailed like any other mother. It was like getting up in the morning and, you know, getting breakfast and driving the kids to school and picking them up, cooking. And, you know, actually for a while I actually went to school with my son and I sat in the classroom with the kids and I taught the little 5 and 6 year olds in Canada, and I really liked that. That was a good laugh.
Do the kids? I guess the kids have really no idea of you as a performer and big star.
Yeah, because I mean, to be honest with you, I still struggle with the concept of fame. Like, what is it? You know, it's a weird kind of a thing that you can't touch or see. It's kind of a whole concept, really. At the end of the day, it's like I often say to my kids that I'm not really that famous, but my music's very well known. Because to be honest with you, like, I very often I'm hanging with people or I'm going somewhere and somebody might say, "What do you do?" And eventually it might get to the, "Yeah, that's me," and they go, "Oh God," because nobody knows even what I look like, because I just kind of, you know, so the music's more known than me, you know. So I think that's great to kind of have some kind of an anonymous thing too.
They don't know what you look like because you changed your hair color so many times.
Yeah,
that's really wild.
That's a good idea though, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a good
it worked for you.
Yeah.
It worked very well. Dolores O'Riordan is our guest on the cafe today. You should say who's in this band. They sound great.
Yeah, they're really great. They're really tight now, you know. There's Steve, he's from Toronto, Steve DeMarkey, and Denny DeMarkey. And then Graham is from Ireland, Graham Hopkins, and then Marco Mendoza. He's kind of from Los Angeles. Yeah, kind of. They're all very quiet. Say hello.
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 That's it. Make some noise.
Yeah. Well, you want to do something else new? What's up next?
Yeah, let's see. We'll do, I think this might be the next single here. It's called When We Were Young.
Better when we were young, when we were young.
When we were young, Dolores O'Riordan, that's one of the new ones, and we're getting a chance to get a live session with Dolores today. And you know, it's so funny because you're often holding that acoustic guitar. I think people kind of saw you. You're a rock chick from the get-go, aren't you?
Yeah. A closet one, yeah. Definitely.
What were you listening to when you were young? What were some of the, remember some of your first gigs you saw?
Yeah, well, I didn't really go to a lot of gigs or anything like that, but I mean, the first stuff that I listened to was like, well, my parents listened to a lot of like Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, all that kind of stuff. And then as I got a bit older, because I was from a big family, I had a brother who's 10 years older and there was seven kids in between, and he listened to like the Sex Pistols and all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, I was kind of a little bit more conservative, and I you know, in my teens I liked the Smiths and the Cure and Depeche Mode and stuff like that.
Which would make sense, yeah. Good teenage music.
Yeah.
Indeed. Do you want to, well, we look back, look forward. What are you doing with sets when you're playing here live? Are you doing more of the new stuff?
Yeah, or? There's a good mix, actually, to be honest with you. I'm doing probably the majority of the new record, maybe bar one or two songs, but I think we're going to slip them in, so we'll be doing all of the new album. And then mostly the old Cranberry hits like Linger and Dreams and Ode and Zombie and those kind of songs too.
Well, which way you want to go now?
I think probably we'd have to finish off with Dreams.
That's good.
Yeah, cool.
Cranberries are written playing live for us today. I'm sitting over here cracking up because I would bet at the end of the Cranberries run, you were so tired of singing that song. And now, I mean, you palpably are having fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a great laugh. I mean, yeah. And even live, they go on forever. They got this big, mad, mental ending that's very cool on Dreams. It's like the half an hour long rock anthem ending. Well, talk about born again, you know.
Exactly. Well, you're in a great place, so congratulations. And this is good stuff.
Brilliant. Thanks a million for having me in.
Dolores O'Riordan, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.